specializing in all aspects of motorsports communications. Specific services include website development, program management, sponsorship acquisition and development, public relations, promotions, corporate hospitality, and strategic marketing. We can design, produce, and distribute autograph cards, feature stories, and arrange photo and video opportunities. We help you maintain a continuous contact with local, regional, and national media. For more information, log on to McAllisterSportsManagement.com or call 352-804-0078.
Karnak.com is your one-stop racing news leader. From the local ranks of the Saturday night short tracks to the hundreds of national series covering America, Karnak.com has you covered. Serving the southeastern United States with dozens of reporters and fact finders combing the short tracks of America, Karnak.com brings you the hard-to-get inside reports about what's really happening at the track. Visit Karnak.com online at KARNAC.com or listen to Short Track America online internet radio for the latest news hot off the turns. Karnak.com, where racers go that want both sides of the story.
Real Racing USA coming back at you live from the Snook River Grill. You got one of you guys got to pick up that microphone.
Bombers in the house. Bombers in the house. And I don't mean
no. These aren't bombers. These aren't the bombers yet. This is the prelude. This is the opening act.
Okay.
Somebody take this microphone.
Somebody. Dwayne Senior. Dwayne Junior. Somebody.
It's Campbells.
The Campbells.
The Campbells and Campbell Mike Hamo, man. We got their racers out at DeSoto Super Speedway.
What class?
Good friends of mine.
Several classes.
Oh, do you? I mean, how many cars you got or trucks or whatever?
Dwayne, you've been racing out there, and
probably
you, Mike.
35 years, I bet.
Okay. 35 years you raced out there.
There you go.
How many years did you race before you got your first win?
Too many.
I'd say it was probably about 30 years.
30 years racing out there. Now, but then...
Let's correct that, because the track ain't been open for...
Yeah, well, but that beats,
give him the microphone.
That beats Bobby.
Okay, hold on, I'll get to argue with him. He's been racing maybe taller, but not out there. Just making him look like a fool or nothing.
Well, no, I
where
mean,
did, where
well,
did you start racing?
I asked him how many years he raced before he got his
we
first
didn't ask
win.
Him where.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, now he's clean and sober, man. He gives you that look.
Yeah, but where did you start racing? What track were you at?
We've been around different tracks throughout the state, Charlotte County and whatnot. You know,
okay, but I didn't know if you know if you dated back to some of the older ones that were have
I'm
closed.
I'm not that old.
Okay.
Have not Sarah Manor or
really?
Like that.
Okay.
But then, when you got that first win, they started rolling, didn't they, bro?
Well, it was all because my chassis guy over there, Mike Gamo. I mean, he sets the thing up.
Cowboy Cadillacs.
Cowboy Cadillacs. The
unreal run this
the
guy
The real
had.
Truck series, you know? I mean, we don't get a bunch of
not none of them baby you know, trucks.
It's all heavy metal from USA, you know, Chevrolet.
That's funny. That's like a little joke between Bodie and us. It's like, you know, he's got his fiberglass body, his metric chassis. You know,
yeah.
It's like, hey,
that's not
a truck.
You guys got meddled in a little rust.
We got the real
exactly.
truck.
We got to have the rust. We just ain't right without a rust.
There's got an interesting story, though. I worked at Napa down in Sarasota the first time I met you, Mike, and he kept coming in buying all these parts, and I'm selling him parts, you know, and he goes, I'm putting a cowboy Cadillac together. It's going to be the baddest one you ever seen. And by God, when he brought that thing out there, it was bad. I mean, it was bad until he went head on into the wall. I've seen a lot of head on wrecks into the wall. This was serious. In a cowboy
well,
Cadillac.
You know what? Gus Corson told me, he goes, do not hit that button until you're past center. And you know what? I hit that button. And man, that thing, oh, geez.
You're supposed to listen to the best, bro.
Yeah, that's what he said.
But a truck, when a big truck like that, a full size truck, goes head on into the wall, the center of gravity is so high, it's amazing looking mess.
I could feel it thud up in the tower.
Yeah. It wasn't so bad. It just hit thud in the wall with that thing. But, you know, why did like five or six others have to hit me out there?
It became the ping pong ball.
Yeah, I think they gave me an 8-ball award or something at the end of the season for that.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Wow.
Then, you know, you got Dwayne in the car, in the truck, rather.
Yeah, we got Dwayne actually fixing to be in a sportsman car here. If we can get a McClass to come back, we're not sure of a date yet set, but we've been working on one, trying to, you know, get him in something like that, because I really think that's, you know, what he needs to be driving, is something with some 10-inch tires on it, something that goes a little faster, you know. He's a good driver, and that's what he needs to do, you know. So hopefully it's something that will come around, you know, for that.
He's trying to make you put the microphone in front,
of your mouth. It helps because it's a directional mic out.
Wayne, when the wind started rolling in, I mean, the excitement had to be awesome to you.
I was ecstatic. You know, it was the first one you'll never forget. But as they kept on rolling in, you know, I mean, every week we're going out there. But, you know, we just didn't put a tarp over the truck and forget about it all week. And then on Saturday, untarp it and fill it up the air and the tires and the gas tank. We actually worked 3 or 4 days a night on that thing, touching every nut and bolt on it, checking everything, pulling it down. You know, I mean, it was a lot of work involved in that thing. And a lot of guys, you know, think it's all the horsepower. You know, I mean, this guy is winning. So it's got to be that engine. I'll tell you, I got three words, chassis.
It got so bad, Bill, that they finally told him, they said, don't lap the field again. Just don't lap the field.
That is alcohol abuse.
And you know what he did? He lapped the field. Mm-hmm. And the next time, that was one of our first races, and then the next time I saw him was at the bar after the races. He said, go look at my truck. I said, what? He said, go look at my truck. And it was on the back of his flatbed in pieces.
Oh yeah!
They took that truck apart piece by piece.
Nut by bolt, every nut and bolt was taken out. They wanted to weigh the crank, which, you know, it involves pulling the engine out, pulling the crank out, and that wasn't enough, so we got to get to the rear end. We're going to pull that apart. Oh, let's check these front end springs and spindles and everything else. It was a long night. About 4:30, they finally came up to me and says, well, put it back together and get out of here. And I says, is it legal?
Yeah, give me some money. To
he
help
says,
put
yes,
it back
it's
together.
Legal. And I say, woohoo. Go have some breakfast.
No doubt. Now, Dwayne Jr., you've gotten in the truck. What's it been like?
It's been great. You know, the truck is a lot different than the pure stock that I used to race, you know, with the center of gravity being a little higher. Bit higher than the pure stock. But I've gotten used to it. You know, you sit low in that truck and basically, it'll tell you where to go. You know, that truck handles like a dream.
Man. Now, Mike, where did you learn the setup part of the racing?
Well, you know, when I think I was about 16 years old, I met up with Gus Corson, and you know, he kind of took me under his wing when we were both, you know, young and just starting out in this, and he's pretty much taught me a lot of what I know. I've went to some Southern Racing School, chassis school. You know, I've done this. I've worked with some people that, you know, had late models and stuff. And always seemed to every year race. My dad started out racing. You know,
who your dad is.
Curtis Lamb is my father. You know, he's been winning races out there since the track opened.
That doesn't hurt.
You know, and I think, I'm not sure what the first year was.
It ain't been 30 years, though.
No. I just want to, no, I don't want to talk about that. But, you know, he used to run a Chevy Vega in the street stocks when the class first, you know, track first opening, because they didn't have a small car class. And, you know, he was out there in a Chevy Vega with, you know, Camaros and Monte Carlos and whatever, and running fourth or, you know, doing what he could. But, you know, it just started from there as, like, you know, as a kid, you know, starting up and just learning as you go. And it's just been a whole fun deal. You know, I got to do some dash racing for a while. You know, I got to go on that circuit and travel. And, you know, I made up, I've done some work with Dennis Hetzer. You know, we've run a few tracks together. And Eddie Pearson, and I've been up at the Longhorn Steakhouse, you know, garage up there working with them guys, you know, helping us out. So, I mean, I've been around a little bit, you know, to learn here and learn. You just learn anything you can from anybody that's got something to offer you, you know, and then just helps yourself.
What was the biggest trick, though, in a pickup truck, trying to get it to turn right with there no weight in the back of this thing? How did you overcome that? Well, left.
Well, you know.
Right on the trailer, left on the trailer.
I don't want to let
out.
So
announcer.
Getting it to turn left. I thought he was road racing.
You know what? It's just, like you say, it's nut and bolt and everything every week, watching everything every week, looking at your travel, and having a good driver, you know. And all of us here, we're pretty decent drivers, and we drive hard and drive good, and we're smart, you know, keep our head on there and don't tear stuff up.
Yeah, but you roll a truck up on a scale. I don't know squat about trucks, but it's got to have 60% of its weight in the front of this thing.
Yeah, it's got 40 with lead. It's got about 47% rear weight in it. You can't get a lot of it.
Yeah, because I mean,
but
it just takes a bunch.
You just adjust other ways for it, you know.
And then compensate behind the wheel, right?
Yeah, you gotta get her done. So.
Get her done. Yeah, absolutely
amazing stuff. But that's pretty good. You could probably get a wheelbarrow to turn.
You want to hear something cool? Cool, Bill. Tell them what your job is.
Uh-oh.
I'm a firefighter. I'm a fire medic.
What about the circus job? You ain't got the circus job?
Right. No, I have the circus job. I also coach the flying trapeze.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I've seen them down the street on the side of the road. They're practicing somewhere.
Down the street.
Well,
no,
it was somewhere
in Sarasota.
The real one.
Wait.
What did he just say?
There's a family. He coaches flying trapeze for the circus.
Right. The catcher's end of it.
The catcher's end.
Catcher's end.
Really?
How did you learn this trade?
Now, wait a minute. You coach?
I'm a coach. I was a student, but now I'm a coach.
Wow. Did you ever, like, do this? I mean, this
Oh, yeah. I did it for my last year in the circus for the whole year. And then before that, I did a bunch of other acts, you know.
Wow.
It's a youth circus down in Sarasota. It's called the Police Athletic League Circus, mm-hmm. the Sailor Circus.
Oh, cool.
It's a cool place, you know. Instead of going to football or baseball or whatever after-school program, they offer a circus program.
So you climb up here and do all these crazy stunts on flying trapezes.
Right. I can catch the girls that are flying through the air. What I'm doing now is I'm teaching the future catchers how to catch the girls that are up in the air right now. You know?
Catching the girls.
What kind of job is that?
If you don't like one, I guess you
That's
just
cool.
drop her.
Seriously, drop her.
You say what to me? Oops.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. What department do you work for? As a
Our runner? First real circus person. We've had a lot of people that should be
oh,
in the circus
on here.
It's
amazing to me. See, to find out, it's like we'll go into a whole big deal. I'm talking to Lee Collins. You guys know Lee Collins, right? Races Modifies. I'm talking to Lee. I find out he's an alligator. He's just never an alligator.
Before
hunter.
He raced cars, he was a professional alligator hunter and wrestler.
Yeah, that's he wrestled alligators.
Fun.
So
fun.
That explains.
It's always
a lot.
Interesting to
fun
see
to
what
watch.
People do. You know,
fun to watch.
Does
fun
explain
to watch.
What department though do you work for as a fireman? As a fireman.
Well, I used to work at the airport.
That deal.
Yes.
What a bunch of jerks! I don't know why they did that, but
so now you're just catching women.
Because no,
I have the month of October off, and then I start for Sarasota County in November.
Cool deal, man.
I did 12 years in the fire department, in the military, and the Air Force.
Oh,
I got a
awesome.
Fire science degree.
Fire science
degree. Helicopters
too.
And
now
cool.
you're behind the mic.
Was just promoted to,
yeah, I know.
E7.
That's awesome.
E7. Yeah, my sister
yeah.
was
oh,
just
cool.
promoted to E7.
Very cool.
Yeah, she's in the Army. She's a respiratory therapist. Now she's going for her PA. So
I got to drive the first P-15. Remember those
oh,
big
you did?
Trucks, the P-15? I got to drive the first one of those that came to the Air Force. It went to Columbus, Mississippi, and that was us. And they sent
guys
me to the school.
Throw out some of the sponsors of the truck and the other race
the
cars.
The whole team here.
Fred's Garage. You know, Fred's Garage.
You guys never have no problem doing this in the winter circle, man.
Yeah,
snatch the microphone
awesome,
right out
know?
Of my hand.
Yeah, we got Rich down at Circle Track stuff in Sarasota on 17th Street. He's got all the accessories you need down there for, the race cars. He's got the A-arms, the safety belts. He's got the fire suits, tanks, whatever.
Did you say
you
thank him or do a commercial?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
We might be able to use this later.
Yeah. I also right. have to give out a shout to Mark and Jason Morrison down at Venice Dodge and Nissan. You know, those guys, my brother worked down there, and they were looking for advertisement. And my brother asked him, my brother races a cowboy. And I was like, well, that's great. And they offered, to put their name on the side of the
what
truck.
What kind of truck were you racing, though?
Cowboy Cadillac.
Yeah, but what kind? What
Chevrolet. It was a Chevrolet.
Oh. You got a
Chevy
Dodge?
Silverado.
They put a Dodge
big quarter panel. Big
yeah,
quarter
panel.
The whole
side of the truck is that one.
Well, we have the Harley Davidson on the side of
it. Yeah, that was a bad truck, man, that Harley truck.
It's awesome, man. I'm glad you guys took the time to come on down. I mean, it's kind of neat to find out some of the local guys and the local flavor and the things that go on behind the scenes, some of the stuff you're doing and some of the racing you've done in the past and where you got all your education about racing in the first place.
It's absolutely amazing. I just got a phone call on my cell phone. Somebody's listening to this show, wants to talk to you, so I'll get with you after the show here. Somebody was listening to the show and heard...
Which one? Me?
You.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, the whole thing with the flying trapeze.
Yeah, just remember he's a chip off the old block. You know?
Yeah.
So you've been catching girls for years, too.
Yeah.
Junior, senior, Mikey, man, it's great having
you
guys on the show finally, man.
Thank you.
Of course, we'll be seeing you Saturday night, man. South Bass and Short Track.
Friday night,
yeah. I won't be seeing you.
Is it called
Saturday.
Campbell Racing? Or what?
Actually... We've got a name called MGM Racing.
MGM.
MGM.
And Associates.
Well, we had to go to Associates because it kept on growing. But mainly on, some of our event cars, you'll see Campbell County because it's kind of like,
That's our get fun stuff.
That we're getting fun.
The demo
fun
derby crashing.
Yeah, crash, demo derby, crash ma'am. The things everybody wants to see, so.
That's awesome. It really is cool, and I'm glad that you guys took the time to come down with us. We don't get a lot of the guys that want to come take the time and spend some time.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you later,
awesome.
Man. Thanks
right,
a lot,
thank
guys.
You, Rick.
Wow. And I do believe Short Track America will be back with Real Racing USA in just a minute.
All right, guys. Who's first?
Thank you. Have you or someone you know experienced injury or death caused by someone else? Then the number you need to call is 1-800-332-1992. That's the number for Q Auto and Injury Attorneys. Leonard A. McHugh and Associates can help you achieve the justice you deserve. You've seen Leonard McHugh racing in the parts truck series, and Q Auto and Injury Attorneys have sponsored racing divisions at tracks across Florida. Trust your case to the sponsors of the Q Motorsports Family Student Racer Scholarship Program. And Q Auto and Injury Attorneys don't just handle injuries resulting from motor vehicle accidents, they also handle all types of injuries. So whether you've been injured as the result of a defective product, a motorcycle accident, for medical treatment, for nursing care, or of course an automobile accident, give the Q Auto and Injury Attorneys a call at 1-800-332-1992. Remember, if you or someone you know experienced injury or death caused by someone else, call McHugh or call for more information about the Q Motorsport Family Student Racer Scholarship Program. 1-800-332-1992. Q Auto and Injury Attorneys.
McAllister Sports Management is a full-service firm specializing in all aspects of motorsports communications. Specific services include website development, program management, sponsorship acquisition and development, public relations, promotions, corporate hospitality, and strategic marketing. We can design, produce, and distribute autograph cards, feature stories, and arrange photo and video opportunities. We help you maintain a continuous contact with local, regional, and national media. For more information, log on to McAllisterSportsManagement.com or call 352-804-0078.
Karnak.com is your one-stop racing news leader. From the local ranks of the Saturday night short tracks to the hundreds of national series covering America, Karnak.com has you covered. Serving the southeastern United States with dozens of reporters and fact-finders combing the short tracks of America, Karnak.com brings you the hard-to-get inside reports about what's really happening at the track. Visit Karnak.com online at karnac.com or listen to Short Track America online internet radio for the latest news hot off the turns. Karnak.com, where racers go that want both sides of the story.
Welcome back to the Snook River Grill. Ladies and gentlemen, we have assembled the DeSoto Speedway Fat Boy Club because we are now in session.
You don't work at DeSoto, Bill.
I'm a card-carrying member of this club.
This is what it's all about,
wow,
right here,
this
man.
Is it.
DeSoto Bombers. This is a crew right here. Why don't you guys introduce yourself one at a time? Mike, you're going to have to share the microphone.
Yeah, you're going to have to share with three or three or whatever. We got like...
Mike Rooks, number Mike 33, the Punisher.
The Punisher. Okay, the Punisher. Make sure you throw your nicknames in
Randy
there.
Randy Johnson, number 73, Silver Bullet.
Bullet Boy.
Scotty Too Hotty, number 74.
Scotty Too
Hotty. Ramrod.
Number 6, Dynamite Dave Davis.
Triple D. Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah, you.
Jerome Watlin, the Romanator.
The Romanator.
The Count of Monte Carlo.
Yeah, you share
you
back
got,
this way.
Share that, Mike.
Sure. They got one down there now. There's another one.
John Stewart, the O2.
Complete restart. Mayor.
The mayor.
The mayor.
James Crawford, 34.
34.
Cliff Mitchell, number 17.
Pink wow. Person. Have all of you guys ever finished all in the top 10 in the same race, or you race different classes a little bit?
Probably pretty close. Yeah, just about. This is the cream of the
crop.
Who's
won the
right
most?
Here.
Who's won the most races?
Between him and Randy, Wendy this year.
I know.
Talking to the microphone.
Has 8 this year.
Who?
How many you got?
8.
Ooh, you beat me a little bit.
Talking to the mic.
You beat me by a little bit, not by much.
That's cool.
Okay, that's Romy
it's
talking
over.
Right
yeah,
there.
It's still going to go on.
All right. Well.
Now, Bill.
This is going to be impressive.
I don't know if you've ever been on DeSoto's message board, but they have there's a thread on there called Bomber Nickname.
Oh, yeah.
10,000 different posts, 134, going on 150,000 different replies. It's absolutely insane. These guys are the king of smack right here. These guys can lay it down. Romy, I mean, you guys have been, pretty much racing each other, at DeSoto, but you've been around other tracks, Sunshine, around there.
Yeah, it's not as fun as being down at DeSoto. And then to add these web pages or this board just makes it even that much more, what would you say?
Colorful.
Colorful. What drives this class, Romy? I mean, you work on just about every one of these cars once it bounces off a wall once or twice.
I don't know.
Grab a mic if you want one. Just hold your hand up. Say something. Everybody gets a chance to talk. We got plenty of time.
The passion of it, the fun of it, the thrill of it. I don't know.
Well, yeah, but you,
well, well, you know, when
all of you guys have been racing a while. Why haven't y'all moved up to something else? Why do you stay in this class?
Because it's fun.
There you go.
That's fun. It's just fun.
This is a really competitive class, whether you know it or not. You know, it's the cheaper
cars
and all that, but the competition's fierce out there.
It looks like there could be any winner. I mean, out of the 10 or 12 of you that are the top runners out there, any night.
Right, exactly. Mike, you know, the Punisher. Where'd that come from?
Saw the Romanator getting beat up a couple seasons ago, and we were kind of joking around about someone should go and get that car, and we were like, yeah, punish him. And he had this old wreck car out back, and we fixed it up and went for it.
I got this car, and it was all black, and it was just...
The hired gun.
It was a 5 or 6 year old car, and it looked like death. And
the car he was driving last year?
Yeah,
that was the ugliest damn race car I've ever seen in my life.
It was. It's
no doubt about that. The ugliest race car.
Let's just make it reliable and fast and competitive, and who cares?
Now, I know we got some ladies listening. We got to hear from the body back there.
Hello.
How many races have you won?
Three.
Three. Cool.
Well, the amazing thing is ask him how many races he's raced.
How many races you raced?
10 starts so far.
Oh, you guys, somebody needs to punish him, apparently.
They're trying. They're trying.
Yeah, that's one of those. I mean,
we don't have a chance. He punishes us first.
Like Dwayne Sr. and so forth. There are guys that go through 20 years of having fun like you guys are doing and never win a race. I mean, they just finish in the top five or something and they feel good.
Now,
it's awesome to get wins.
No, Romy here, I mean, this guy slings a car. He's driving a big-ass Monte Carlo, and he will just sling this car anywhere. They thought, you know, just like they did Dwayne there, you know, you were winning, you were so fast. They ripped your car down. Tell them about the bearings they found in your motor.
Copper 5-year-old wore-out bearings. It was just bone stock motor. I don't know. I don't understand it. It doesn't really matter. I'll do whatever they need to do, you know, whatever they want in tech. It just one of them things. You just got to go with the flow. You know, we run these big. I run these big races, you know, and whatever they want, they get. You know.
And when you say big races, you mean like 100 lappers, 200 lappers?
Yes, sir. When I just do this weekend stuff for the fun. Go run the big races. That's even much more funner, you know. Scott here, back here, he runs our 25 lap races like it's a big race. This got in these big races it's kind of like a no holds bar, anything goes, no rules or anything, and it goes green red and there's nothing in between.
Now in this group of people, he's the only one that showed up in a shirt, collared shirt,
God,
slacks.
Love him. You know, I have
days right there all dressed up, real,
you know,
nice.
I've torn Scott up on the internet and stuff, and he's here to back it up and stuff, and cool.
Yeah, I'm not out there to crash anybody. Some people think I have been, but, you know, I'm just learning. I really am. I'm going out there. I make a lot of mistakes, and I got a fast car, and it takes me to the front, and I've hit a few people, but I've never put anybody in the wall or crashed anybody. I've spun myself out trying to avoid some guys, but I'm having fun. I'm not out there to hit anybody.
You chased him across the
track. Yeah.
I'd lost my head a brief moment.
So you guys actually do have times when you really get frustrated with each other. But
well,
yeah.
But you know, it's like I've said before. You can be mad at the heat of the moment, and if you calm down, just think about it, and Tuesday it's gone. Wednesday you done forgot about it. And
Thursday you're straightening his frame out.
But you still got it in the back of your head, so don't, you know.
Dave, you know, Dynamite Dave Davis back there. Now, you have something that these guys probably would like, and that's the domination in the 50-lap races.
Oh, I'm sure they would. I know they've been talking about it. I know that.
But, yeah, something interesting happened with you this past weekend. You kind of stepped out of the bomber class now.
I wouldn't know.
You're still sitting with him.
No, I'm.
Come on, big head. You know what you were saying today.
No, as a lot of people know, Saturday night before the race, I actually sold my car and didn't get it to race. Sold it to a young man, 17 years old, and I can only hope that he has as much fun in that car as I have. I do plan on moving up next year to the Pure Stocks along with a few of the guys that are sitting here. And I'm sure that we'll have a heck of a time up there next year.
No doubt, man. Now, you had something interesting happen to you earlier this season when you went up on your roof. Okay? And but tell us how long it took and who helped you get that car back on the track.
Well, I'll tell you, and you know, you and I have talked about this before, and
just pop him in the head.
Yeah.
What was that I heard?
It took exactly a week. We had the car back out on the track the following week, and the car was destroyed. I mean, it took all the sheet metal off of it, the roof, the cage. We had to replace everything, all the wiring. And a week later, with the good Lord above and great help from not only Romy but the Punisher, John and Rodney, Rocket Red. There was a number of people that helped me out that week, and we had it back together now on the track a week later.
Unreal, and it was right back up where it started.
Well, yeah, because a couple of weeks later I won the 50 lap race out there, so it was all good to go.
Now hand that mic to Cliff there.
He fixed his car.
It's on, Cliff. So how many times has your car been for sale this year?
About six.
It's still for sale.
That's right. Scotty was going to buy it at one time.
Did you drive all the way up there with the cash? Oh, okay. So why didn't you sell it? I mean, you got somebody who had the cash in hand.
I could have sold it.
You can't sell that
last
race
night,
car.
But I want
to
keep.
He was going to sell it in the parking lot, but I had to steal his radiator to get home.
Yeah, you had van problems, didn't you?
Van, truck. Anybody got a truck that can pull my ride down?
Let's just park it at the track, right there next to Tech.
Oh, what are you doing? Randy lives down there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Hand that mic to John. Now, why do they call you the mayor?
Because he likes to talk.
I'll pass you up next time. Just up at Sunshine and even down here, I'll walk through the pits. If you're walking with me, you'll lose me because I end up talking to Mike or Randy. I'll stop. So Dave Davis started that up at Sunshine, and then they started giving us some names, and, well, Dave threw me under the bus with it, and it kind of stuck.
Throwing you under the bus, that's not a good thing to say, right? Hand it back to James.
Come on, James. Talk, James.
Go ahead. You're here, man. Come on, Crawfish.
Yeah.
James, you've done pretty good this season. I mean, you've had your tough times, of course, but racing with these guys, anybody's going to have that problem. What's it like out there on the track with these guys? You got to talk. You're shrugging your shoulders. People can't hear on the radio, brother.
Fun?
Fun?
I don't know.
How'd you get involved with this?
Make sure actually, he bought my old car.
Grab that microphone and make sure it's still turned on with the button, because I think somebody turned it off.
No, he don't talk loud.
I went to the races a couple times, and me and my dad got a car going and bought his old one. I had a Pure Stock originally and blew up the motor, but it was cheaper to buy his car than it was a new motor. So went down to Bombers and pretty much.
You should have kept
year.
That car, Cliff.
It ain't just. The only thing left on it is the roof.
No doubt, man. I'm going to hand it back to Romy.
There's a bunch of chickens here.
Mike, you had your time with the wall this year.
Yeah,
you got
I did.
Punished.
I got punished pretty good. It was costly. Lost 3 weeks, and it could have cost me some points there. I might have been up there with Randy Moore. But car went back together. Learning experience, putting it all together, and it's doing pretty good now.
That was a serious lick, and I mean, we read the message board. You're about ready to quit.
It was pretty close. I didn't think,
I was seeing words coming out of the Punisher I'd never thought I'd see.
Oh, man, it was hurt. It was hurt. I mean, the motor was left, and that was about it. A whole new front clip, rear end transmission. It was a lot of money and a lot of work, so it was almost easier to just stop. But, once the bug bites you.
I wasn't there that night, but I seen the pictures of it and stuff.
I've seen it.
And to hit the wall that magnitude, it rings your bells. I mean, I hit it a few weeks ago. Backwards and it rung my bell.
Well, I had the bumper sitting over the top of the carburetor, so yeah, it was pretty good.
It's ringing for you, Randy. It's ringing for you.
Mike's a big old boy like me. I wouldn't have climbed out as quick as he did. that had to hurt. Romy, a couple weeks ago, you and Molina, got into it. It was nobody's fault. It was just, you know, coming up on traffic.
Oh, yeah, it was somebody's fault.
Well, you know, not yours.
Well,
la, 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 la. La, la, la.
Yeah, it never is my fault. No, you try and put your car in the holes sometimes when they're opening up, and sometimes they open up, and sometimes they close too quick before you can put it there. But, you know, if they're starting to open up, I'm going to put it there, and sometimes you make it, sometimes you don't, and that's the chance I'm willing to take because I can.
Fly in the windshield theory, right?
Huh?
Fly in the windshield theory. Sometimes you're the fly, sometimes you're the windshield.
Yeah, but what's bad is when you're behind them and you see them doing it and you think you can go right along with them. Those holes don't stay open long.
Randy, what's it like coming up on these, say, you know, four or five of these guys are together. You come up on them, you're going down the front stretch into one, and all of a sudden they go five wide.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. That's happened quite a few times, actually, but luckily they'll get it back down to three wide by the time we get in the corner. But me and Romy split a couple cars down the middle before on the front stretch.
Yeah, Romy. We've done more than three wide one time. I've been up on the outside of him.
You've gone five wide.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Yeah, they thought so in the stands.
So I have a question, Rick.
Go ahead.
Okay. Do all you guys know each other before you got involved in all this at DeSoto with the bombers?
Before DeSoto,
most of us came from St. Petersburg. We were all raced at Sunshine. I know Scott and Randy were from the Sarasota Bradenton area, but the rest of us all came from Sunshine.
Scott and Randy are like the newcomers in there, and the only reason we give them that title is they have fast cars, and they're very competitive cars, but they are south of the bridge.
But this whole thing started as like a sort of a mixing of some DeSoto drivers and some Sunshine drivers.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because I was sitting over there, and I'm watching this, and
I've seen that, you're right.
I think Mullane is from Venice, and me and Scotty's basically the only one. Or actually, Matt's Express, the 55 car, he's from Bradenton also.
Todd Jacobs, yeah, he's
we see, like, you know, you guys have these like awesome threads going on and on message boards and whatnot, and you know, and you see the race results and all the stuff that goes on, and you wonder, okay, you look around the state of Florida, and it's like, wow, this is what it's supposed to be. This is what it's supposed to be. This is serious business, man. This is what it's supposed to be. What you guys are, from our perspective, is what it's supposed to be everywhere. And I'm like sitting over here, I'm wondering, what is it special about these guys? Because it should be like this everywhere.
No doubt.
What you don't find.
We're mad at each other, too.
What you don't find in too many classes is the camaraderie that you have amongst the people driving. Most of the guys come into the track, they race against each other, they go home, they never see each other. We help each other. We work with each other. We leave the track, we go and eat. I mean, it is a group. It's not just individuals.
A lesson to be learned here.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, from my years at Sunshine, my years at East Bay, those backbone classes, the street stocks, the mini stocks, the bombers, and so forth, those guys usually are a lot closer knit and tighter than you realize in the pits and so forth. When you get into the late models and the sprint cars, you get a little standoffish at times, it seems, but I think a lot of places across the country, those backbone classes of street stocks, bombers, and those four cylinders, they tend to get along a lot better and do just this. A lot of them travel and have fun.
These guys are insane.
Well, I understand they get a little crazier, but it's like that in a lot of places. I also believe that because of the
troubles that most of us have with our cars throughout races and stuff, we all lean on each other for help, and everybody's always there to help somebody. You know, we want to make sure that we get all the cars out on the track, you know. And
or rag on somebody that's getting ready to quit.
Who's quitting?
Quitting?
Don't look at me, Roman.
And none of you can explain to me you can put a car that will win last Saturday night on a trailer, take it home, bring it back next week, and it'll totally not run the same way.
Romy's always runs the same.
Mine runs the same.
Sideways.
If it's on the ground, apart, and in the middle, I don't know. You know, it just goes the same. Yeah,
always new stuff.
Because I got
up.
The car ferry, the parts ferry. I got all the ferries.
Got the mechanic ferry.
Yeah.
Well, you should paint your car a rainbow for all those ferries.
Hey. That's not right.
I'm sorry, Lord. That just ain't right. Well, you guys, it does sound like you have a blast. Now, are there some restaurants that kind of ask you, well, you guys don't have to come by here in a group, please? Yeah, you know,
just
you're...
got one.
What? Which one's that?
I'm trying to change that.
Christina's restaurant?
Oh, yeah, we meet at Christina's restaurant, 38th Avenue and what, US 19?
US 19, yeah.
Oh, wow.
St. Pete.
Anybody wants to buy these guys a drink after the races, make sure you go to Christina's, man. That's the place to go.
Breakfast, steak, eggs, dinner.
Good job. You just got lunch free for a week, didn't you?
Way to go, Romy.
There you go. Now, yeah,
what do you think they talk about, Randy?
Do a lot of you have the same kind of sponsors, or are there a whole different group of sponsors on every car?
Yeah, I can't sleep.
I think we all intertwine and sponsor each other.
Well,
you know, we each one of us got like our own individual, like probably little money sponsors that help out with fuel or whatever here and there. But generally speaking, I gotta say that most of our sponsors are, you know, within ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, realistically, you sit and look at it, you know, the names on the car, well, I better pass the mic.
Hey, I'll fix to say something. Didn't want to incriminate himself. The IRS is not listening, don't worry. But it just seems like that's a it's been harder and harder to keep sponsorship in the short tracks locally, and to have this group of guys working with you to help you along the way has probably made that a lot easier.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I wouldn't be able to do it without these guys. I really couldn't. I mean, not only do I got to go back to St. Pete, then I got to go into 30 miles up from St. Pete. You know, and that's I used to live in town with these guys, but it's even a little bit further now.
I would bet, though, that this group of guys and having gotten this kind of camaraderie going, that it keeps you from driving a shorter distance the opposite direction to other tracks.
Yeah, I like racing with these guys.
There you go.
I've been...
Even me.
Yeah.
He's coming down to DeSoto where the fast cars are.
Randy Scott, I got no problem with him. I'll be mad at him.
I love you, man. You going to drink that beer?
I'll get Scott when it's time. You know.
Randy, too.
Email me.
No one's safe.
Email me.
Email me.
Email me. That was good.
I couldn't respond to that.
What's this, Mike? You done clammed up here, man.
Mikey,
we're supposed to do a shake and bake here, man.
The Punisher has nobody to punish. He got teary-eyed when you choked him up there.
We're waiting. He types better than he talks, right?
Go ahead, Mike. Take your time, Mike. Think about it. Then
it can't
say
be stage fright because there's no screen or anything. It's just microphone. Come on.
Just me, man.
There's only 28,336 people watching on camera.
Oh, he just locked up.
Oh, boy.
To all out there that want to sponsor Bombers, it's cheaper than late models, and we can use you. Come to us.
And we can bring about 12 Bombers to your business.
Stickers. I've got stickers of Punisher heads, and they're spreading like wildfire. Everybody wants one.
Punisher head.
Why?
That's because he goes
because they're cool.
They're cool.
They're cool. The kids love them. I got like two or three Magic Fours, mini stocks, a modified, a late model, a fast truck. They love these stickers. I don't really know why. It's just kind of something different and cool.
I can see it now. A little kid runs up and goes, "Mr. Punisher, is your car harder than the rest? What's the deal?"
He's a pun head pusher.
I got a little story about Mikey. With
right. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Cliff.
Oh, boy.
There was this little kid over in the stands. He always came up to Mikey and gave him these stickers. His name was Team D Racing.
Is that little Zach?
Zach.
Go on, go on, go on.
Mike thought he was the god, but then, like, 2 weeks later, it was the stickers were on every car in the track.
Yeah, Zach made a big deal about, "Oh, I'm giving you this sticker."
You got to know about this.
I thought it was
kid.
So special. And he said, "Yeah, I had 70 that I handed out tonight." I went, "Oh, okay."
Little Zach. Not he's yet. There every Saturday night.
He's a good recruiter.
He comes up and gives every one of our autographs, and he waits for us. And I'm pretty sure your son probably races go-karts with him, doesn't he, Randy?
Tim's kid, Dallas, does, and Zach. We go up the East Bay and race on Friday nights, race dirt karts.
Hey, we got to give some airtime to the kid back here. I think it must be the youngest of the group. How old are you?
Take 19.
19? So he is the youngest of the group, I think. I think so by the gray hair I'm seeing. But do you have that much fun? Take the microphone and hold on to it. Do you have that much fun with these guys? Are you keeping them straight, or are you having to drive them home at night because you know?
Yeah, it's fun beating up on the old guys.
Oh, God, he's jabbing. He didn't get in there much.
There you
go. One good one.
Way to go, James.
It's a right hook from outside. Oh. That's awesome, man. And I know it's got to be a little intimidating because they got a lot of years of experience. How long have you been racing?
3 years.
3 years? So, I mean, you're getting there. Good. Wow. You got more. You're running more than the John Deere down there on the end.
Dave, when DeSoto first invited you guys down, what was it like coming from Sunshine to DeSoto?
It was night and day. Not only
that's a hell of a
from a car choice. Standpoint, but from the way we were treated, night and day. Sunshine, we were just another fill-in class, pretty much.
What did they pay for a win at Sunshine there at the, near the end?
$50.
$50.
$50.
Wow.
But that was good. When we came down to DeSoto, you know, we had come down the year prior to us coming, actually starting the class, and actually ran a race down here just to see what it was going to be like. And I think we all pretty much fell in love with the track. And
oh, hey. Real Racing USA, you're on the air.
I am, huh?
Well, you are now. Go ahead.
I'm one of the fans from DeSoto, and I just wanted to say the Bombers class is one of the best out there.
Yeah!
Yeah! Who is that?
Which wife or girlfriend is this?
Oh, no. Nobody's girlfriend anymore. I just know
anymore.
They know who I am. It's
well, let's see. There's only two here I can think of.
The Punisher? Mike. Which one's your favorite Bomber driver?
I can't answer that anymore.
Yes,
this yes, Bomber? Is this Bomber fan?
I know it's going to give you away, but
the
go
child
ahead
support payment's in the mail. No.
Easy, Bill.
This Bomber fan?
No, those guys really are worth watching and worth seeing. So.
Do you stay when they're the last race of the night? Do you stay?
Everybody
oh, yeah
stays
I
for
usually
the
go to breakfast with them. You know, I'm friends with everybody. So they're all
okay
a great bunch of guys.
Hi, Kelly. We
hi
love
hi
you.
Bingo, busted.
Busted.
Hi, right. Romy. Hi, Pun. Hi, everybody.
That's cool, Kelly. Thanks. No more looking from the outside in, kid.
Hey, Kelly, thanks so much for the phone call. I'm going to send you a NASCAR simulating race by one of these guys. Take it to Kelly, okay, guys? And cool, give it to her next time you see her.
Yeah,
she gets that.
Yeah, Mike, why are you so red in the face, brother?
He's as red as his shirt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
But that's okay.
All right, you guys have a good time.
Thanks
hey,
calling,
thanks so
Kelly
much.
All right.
I don't
you
know if
you
guys
Bomber
were
fans
listening. A couple,
fan club.
We had Frank Kimmel on. And he won the ARCA championship. He is having a 100-lap, $10,000 to win Bomber race in Kentucky on a mile and a half sprint
next sign year. He's doing it next year.
Who's sponsoring me to take me there? I'm there.
In June.
$10,000. All of you go, and if any of you win, you should share it.
They're working out the rules right now.
Yeah, they're working on the rules
amazing
right now. We're staying.
Okay, guys,
staying in
I'll
touch
drive you all
it's
pit
mostly
for me. I need my fairing
pit
team.
Out the safety rules right
yeah
now.
Yeah, safety rules be the trick.
Right, they're testing on a mile and a half racetrack with a Bomber.
Mile and a
you
half.
You know, fuel, safety, and
Speedway.
Kentucky
boy,
Speedway.
Boy, that better be a NASCAR.
I'm going to need some more hood pins for my hood.
Romy.
Yeah, you'll rip the roof off.
Yeah. Romy be flapping in the breeze.
Won't be any rust left.
What do I care? I only need a roll cage to race.
Won't be any rust left.
Hey, ask Scott what it feels like. He did it without a door. But, yes, $10,000 a win, mile and a half Speedway. And he said he'd probably start 300 cars.
Really? Thank you, John.
It does get the exhaust out of the car quickly.
I didn't know John
door
was expanding his track.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. Yeah,
yeah,
it sounds like a neat idea.
Yeah,
we all
I
sit
know
here.
I know we'll be in for that.
Is he sure he knows what he's biting off here? Mm-hmm.
Rick, make sure I get that information.
Oh, yeah, you'll
yeah,
get it.
It'll
you'll
be all
it,
over
no doubt. You were the first one I thought of. Then Dave, but then he stepped up a class.
Yeah, my money's on the young kid. He's going to be the dark horse come through and take you.
I've been chasing him for 9 years. And I got goals I go after with people and such. And last year it was John. These guys came down and started racing. I said, well, John was the man at Sunshine. I'm going to go down there and beat John. Well, conquered that goal. Then it was Dave. Then it was the next one. Then we brought Mike into it, and then he started collecting victims and stuff.
Any of you guys ever race old Herbie Cope? He used to be the Bomber racer.
No, he'd come down and race any time. I'll still whip him.
Herbie?
Yeah.
He raced a little bit, but I grew
put
up
in a Bomber car.
Jimmy and Mike. I grew up with Mike Cope and Jimmy.
I know
watching Jimmy.
Herbie's claim to fame was that of the Cope brothers, he'd only run like 7 or 8 Bomber races.
I
and
went,
he won 4 of them.
Me and Jack, we were walking out of DeSoto one night, and it was after a big late model race or something. I had Karnak shirt on, and I hear from behind me, I said, hey, you're with Karnak? I turned around and said, yeah. He goes, "Oh, hi, I'm Harvey Cope. You know, I got the graphic business and stuff." I said, "Oh, cool." And we just had Jimmy on the radio up at Lugnuts not too long ago. I said, "Yeah, we had Jimmy on the radio." He said, "I'm sorry."
Yeah, he's always, yeah, the brothers are always picking on each other. But that's kind of, I mean, it's just awesome, guys. And to have fans, there are more fans out there, I bet, that just haven't had the opportunity to
well, you should see them sporting the T-shirts and all that stuff. And, I mean, it's an awesome class.
You guys should start a Bomber Mania drive and just stick with it and have fun.
I think we need a Bomber reality series.
That sounds cool.
Really? I mean, all the reality TV on there, hey, you know, if we had a Bomber reality thing. Or
it's getting bigger.
All of us. The reality of it is, Romy's car sits until we work on it on Saturday morning. The rest of us, well, my car, I've been running a $300 motor.
That's because I'm busy fixing everybody else's stuff. We've got about 5 minutes left, but we can have the Bomber Reality Hour on the internet radio. There's no doubt about it.
We can do it. We can probably broadcast
anywhere
it.
You want to be. We can plug we into can the wall and off it. You go.
All right, real quick, let's pass the microphone. John, who's your sponsors on your race car, man? Who helps you out?
I got to thank Russo Truck Repair, Romax, Body Works, Bricker Tires, Blick, of course, Blick, Pinellas Park for shirts, hats, decals, trophies. They've been a big help this year. And Rodney Alvarez. I blew a motor. He gave me a junkyard motor to borrow. Then I wadded the car up. We built me a new car. Now we just got to build me a new motor. So I really want to thank Rodney Alvarez for all the help he's done. Bill and Tiny from the Magic Four, who's helped. Cliff, Dave, Mike. You know, they have Junior back here. I'm sure Randy and Scott would, but they live too far. You know, them guys ask anything. We're always there for anybody that wants help. You know, it's
awesome.
Fun. When Scott needed an axle.
I drive a metric.
Pass that back to James. James.
Get your sponsors, James, so we don't miss them, buddy.
Jack, John's Ski Shop, Archie Top at Healy's, and my mom and dad. Just got to thank them. That's pretty much all.
All right. Just pass it to Cliff. The for sale sign shop.
Pinky.
It's gone now. I'd like to thank Dan Paolo Race week. Cars, Romax Body Works for straightening it out last year, Brooker's Tire Service, and pretty much I do the rest of it by myself.
Real quick, let's get to Dave real quick. Dave, something we didn't bring up. You're going to climb into the 30 car, which was Richie Pop's Thorben car, to continue the rest of the season out for that. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, Rocket Red, who most of us know, called me the other night and asked me if I would drive the 30 car for the rest of the year to keep Pop's points going for him. And it's definitely an honor just to do that. So I'm looking forward to doing that. Plus, it'll give me an opportunity to get some seat time in the pure stocks and see how that's going to work out for me. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
All right, sponsors during the course of the season?
Romax Body Works, Rocket Red Motorsports, Bricker's Tires. Had Janet King on my hood for a little while this year, but looking forward to some new stuff next year. Thank you.
All right, pass that to Scott. Go ahead, Scotty.
I got to thank B&E for helping me out, and TNA, they got me going, got me started.
Everybody gets TNA.
Ram Motorsports.
Go ahead, bro.
This is a family show.
No, it's not.
We're just after 9 o'clock. Maybe we made it.
Sunshine Towing, Alan Braggs, he helps out all the time. He's great. There's a lot of independent guys.
All right, man, pass it to Randy.
Bill Eason, Alan Bragg, TNA Auto Repair, Rich down at Circle Track Stuff, Jeff and Terry over at Bad Iron Machine Shop. Yeah, quite a few times. That's great. My family and everybody else.
All right.
16 or
Punisher.
So times.
Thank Mom and Dad, Larry Brandon, Jerome Watlin, and pretty much everyone in the Bombers. They help you out one way or another.
Count.
I thank all my car fairies, Michael, Dave Davis, John Stewart, Rodney Alvarez. I thank my wife for letting me go do the things that I need to do or what I want to do and such. And Pletcher Racing and Rocket Red. Oh, man. I thank Randy for the opportunities that I'm about to take this Saturday.
Friday. Don't show up Saturday. Nobody will be there.
Yep.
Hey, guys.
Thanks
and
so
Danny
much.
Partlow.
How about a big hand for yourselves? Good job.
Yeah, I want to really thank you guys for showing up. Awesome show tonight. We got to do this again real soon. Well, right. Bill.
Talk us out of here, Rick. We got
to
get going,
out of here.
Yeah, we have got
all
to.
All right, man. Towels, Cody Pitts, Casey Cottle. We talked to Mike Parton of Ocala Speedway.
Mike Peters.
We talked a lot of people.
Mike Peters.
Real Racing USA coming back at you next Tuesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. right here at the Snook River Grill. We'll see y'all then. Listen to us on ShortTrackAmericaOne.com.
Fire up the soup, honey. I'm on my way home.
One more time.